Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. Ah, it's that week. It's that week. Merry Christmas. We're going to be scurrying around and spending time with family and doing whatever we do on Christmas. Last time we talked to Jeffrey, he was headed off to a Christmas pageant. Jeffrey?
Indeed, Jeff.
How did she do?
She was great. She was focused. She was locked in. She was the first person in her class that was in her spot ready to go. And let me tell you what. Jingle bells, is the bells have never been wrong quite
never
like they have
been. Never jingled quite like that on that festive day. That was Friday. And then everything that happened was bad.
Yep.
Well, okay, not in Oxford for Ole Miss fans, but pretty much for the Memphis sport fan, everything that then happened over the course of the week and was bad. And we'll talk about it today. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to actually... And we're going to have an abbreviated fight song roundup just because, you know, we're trying to lift people's spirits. We give here on the radio show. So we'll do that in the next segment. We'll talk about the college football playoff and everything that happened there. We're going to have Chris Harrington from the North Country, not quite the pole, but the North Country, Minnesota. He's going to join us to talk about the Grizzlies and their miserable weekend. I had someone suggest that I jinxed the team by saying they could get to 500 by beating the Wizards. I am responsible for a lot of stuff, but I don't think I'm responsible for that loss. How do you not when you see the team is one game under 500 and they've got the worst team in the NBA scheduled to come in, how do you not at least make the comment that this is a chance to get to 500? I don't consider that jinx territory.
I mean, did Vegas jinx them?
Vegas,
because they were favored.
Yeah,
Vegas said they should win.
I'm blaming Vegas for this one. But whatever. Someone jinxed them. Certainly jinxed Brandon Clark, and we'll talk to Chris Harrington about that. We may get into the NFL. But one observation I have: the New York football teams are just god awful.
Yep.
Like they are. Like, as bad as you may feel about whatever's happening in your world of sports, the New York football teams just got awful. I heard a stat that the New York Giants have lost nine games in a row. Well, that's pretty hard to do. But they've done it 3 of the last 7 years.
Yep.
Like that is
multiple 9-game losing streaks.
It is very, very hard to have a 9-game losing streak.
Doesn't sound like it for the G-men.
And then the Jets are just getting worse. And how's Jackson Dart, the quarterback of the future, doing?
He looks sad.
Oh. Anyway,
I mean, let's be real. That defense for the Vikings has made a lot of quarterbacks look bad. But I mean, yesterday.
You know, the defense of the Vikings makes their own quarterback look bad.
Correct.
Because you wonder, what the hell if we had a quarterback? You know,
exactly.
If we only had not ruined the whole quarterback situation. It is an interesting, I don't know what, it is an interesting year in the NFL with New England's ascendance and the Jaguars' ascendance and Pittsburgh now. And then you've got Kansas City. I'm a little envious of Kansas City. Kansas City is doing the gap year right here. Now they're just absolutely, that's not easy to do what they're doing, but they're in it for the draft pick. And the Ravens and Detroit, most of the teams that were perceived to be elite contenders, Cincinnati, another one, whatever, whatever you thought, people, whatever's like Joe Burrow, you always give them a chance.
Were 2-0.
Yeah, and this is the year they started fast. Right. This is the year they did not get off to their miserable start. And so I don't know if it's a changing of the guard or if it's a pause in the guard or whatever, but it is an interesting year in the NFL, if only because it's in some ways unexpected. I guess we'll get to that at some point. So we do have a bunch to get to, but my general, and I hate to be the Grinch, you know that.
No, of course.
It does feel like everything that is happening in Memphis sports is bad. And not just bad in, our team lost a tough game kind of bad. That's bad, right? If your team drops a game that you hope they'd win or whatever else. I mean bad in the way that
Where's this going? Like that kind of bad.
Systemically.
Yes.
Yeah, what we saw was bad and is indicative of what we have been seeing and will see in the future.
Right.
It's not just a canary in the coal mine. It's a whole flock of dead canaries. And that is what was so bad about the weekend, is that it wasn't just, oh, God, that was tough. Someone hit a last-second shot to beat us, or that was tough. Oh, my God, we thought they had it locked up, and then there was a pick six to go the other. No, it wasn't just a heartbreaking loss. It was a loss and a series of losses that was, it seemed to be representative of how awful systems or Memphis's awful place in an awful system. So let's start with Memphis Tiger football and the vaunted Gasparilla Bowl. Now, the truth is, I don't know how disappointed you can be in the Gasparilla Bowl, given that we didn't have a lot of expectations for the Gasparilla Bowl. We didn't even much mention the Gasparilla Bowl. So in some ways, to mention it now that it turned out the way it does, you know, is that picking on the situation? But it was a non-competitive game, utterly non-competitive game, and it was a non-competitive game because basically all the Tigers opted out.
Correct.
After, by the way, we had been told that they were not having any opt-outs.
Correct.
So what the hell went on there? Literally, we'd been told, oh, isn't this great? Gutty Tigers hanging in there. Got to give them a lot of credit, not a single opt-out. That's what we were saying all last week. That is what the interim head coach said.
No, and then because we were watching the first series, and NC State went down the field pretty much like just
hot knife through butter.
Exactly. And then the next series when Memphis got the ball and you realized, oh, they will not be blocking anyone today. I just looked at George. I was like, I don't know if you live bet, but if you live bet, I'd live bet NC State and not worry about it.
I mean, Sutton Smith sitting there and again, love Sutton Smith. I don't necessarily, you know, Lane Kiffin opted out.
It's not the opt-outs. It's the fact that they told us they weren't. It's the lying.
It is the lying, and it is. I mean,
they have every right. If they want to opt out, they can do that.
Did not have, and as their offensive line was all backups.
Correct. And then no one had even heard. Like the guys that were getting the carries were like, who is that?
Fourth and fifth string running backs getting the carries, And then they were quote-unquote injuries. And I do believe that Greg Dorozier's injury looked legit, right? But a lot of these injuries weren't injuries.
A lot of these injuries were, I just don't want to say I'm opting out.
They just don't want to say I'm opting out. And so we had, listen, the bowl games already seemed kind of meaningless. But then when you have, you just feel like it's a bait and switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like we knew it was going to be a meaningless bowl game, whatever. And the team that wanted it more might, whatever. But then it was 100% the bait and switch. And again, I don't necessarily blame the players. Like you have, if you're contract, like whatever, head coaches are opting out. So, and they aren't going to get hurt during the games. And the players' financial future, I mean, literally their head coach left. Their head coach and their position coaches and their OC, whatever, their coaches left. Why are they supposed to hang in there and get hurt, which Jamari Hawkins did, by the way. So I don't necessarily blame them for not playing in a meaningless game, but I don't really understand the need to tell us in advance that there were no opt-outs. And then Reggie Howard's, one of his quote was, oh, yeah, they practice all week. I hate to say it. I don't give a damn whether they practice and then
didn't
play.
Well, then why?
What good did why? Why did they practice? Practiced all week and then didn't play? Again, I don't blame them for not playing, but it really does highlight what a charade these bowl games are becoming.
I think the first thing you got to do is you got to get rid of bowl tie-ins, conference tie-ins, and just start picking, you know, start bidding out and picking teams that want to be there.
But you wouldn't have So what would you have? Here's the question. What would you have this Memphis team do? Like not play in a bowl game? Should they just have not played in the bowl game?
If that was the effort.
Memphis likes the bowl streak. That's one of the things that they tout. They're not going to. Memphis is not going to not play in a bowl game. And
my whole thing is, I don't actually care what they did, but it's the dishonesty. I find it hard to believe that everybody knew, that everybody didn't know.
This is all a shock.
Yes, that it happened on Friday. Like, what?
And do you object to the dishonesty from a gambling perspective or from a just lying to your fan base perspective?
Lying to the fan base. I mean, the gambling thing, it's got to get under control. But, like, this in an injury report. I mean, I've been screaming about this for years, the absurdity that is the quote-unquote injury report in college football. But, I mean, that's a separate issue. Like, my whole thing is, you all week you led your fan base to believe, all right, our guys are going to play. Let's watch them one more time.
All right, and then what has happened is shout out to Brandon Lewis, who did play.
Yeah.
And
ran for his life.
On an offensive line. So then what happened over the course of the weekend is that basically everyone has now entered the portal. Not everyone, but whatever. A.J. Hill has entered the portal. And Aaron DeMaiden, you know, we knew was already headed that way. And on a host of others. And not only that, it appears that not a single assistant coach, no one from the staff is being retained, including Reggie Howard. Nobody from the staff is being retained. We have a whole bunch of names of folks who are coming in as the new coaching staff. By the way, as was established, if not a single coach is going to be retained, right? If not a single coach is going to be retained on Charles Huff's staff, and if Charles Huff was really true to his word that he wasn't going to talk to a player or the players before the game was over, why would anyone not enter the portal? Like, literally, if you are a player on the Memphis Tigers,
you got to make sure you got a home.
Your new coach hasn't said a word to you yet.
Yeah.
At least according to him, like, well, that was his plan, his public plan. And every single one of the coaches who you knew on that staff are gone, why would you not enter the portal?
I totally agree.
You would enter the portal. And by the way, entering the portal doesn't prevent you from coming back to Memphis.
Exactly.
If Charles Huff persuades you, wants you, persuades you, whatever else. Is it worrisome to you at all that it's going to be an all-new team, it appears, or whatever, certainly an all-new staff? Is that worrisome at all that it's going to be a 100% new staff.
Not really, because I kind of thought that was the expectation.
Doesn't worry me in the slightest. He is a successful head coach who is bringing in his folks.
Correct.
What the hell would you expect?
No, nothing has been surprising.
Yeah, that does not worry me at all. Like zero concern. Now, is it tough for some of the coaches? Like, there are coaches who Ryan didn't take and who Charles Huff is not keeping, and that's not great for them, very clearly. It's the life they chose, I guess, is all there is to say about it. Jeffrey, what is there other than, you know, I hope they save their coins to have a Merry Christmas this year, and then hope they find somewhere to land.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, did anyone lie to them? Like, did anyone say, like, you've got a gig and now you don't? Like, but usually it doesn't work that way.
All right, so that's one thing. That's one thing. And by the way, then Memphis, you look up, and Memphis is can look up at the two Group of Five schools that were in the playoff, and they were both disemboweled. JMU less so, but whatever. They were both beaten soundly, and now there's the whole let's not ever do this again. And there's a call, in fact, on the part of a lot of folks to have no G5 teams in the playoff, and so that doesn't make things better. But we'll get into that in the fight song roundup. So Tiger football, that was tough, and it was tough in a way that was representative of where we are right now in the meaning of bowl games. So then we'll go to Tiger basketball. Tiger basketball, Memphis loses to Mississippi State in a way that may have looked 100% familiar. Did it look familiar to you, Jeffrey?
Yep. They played hard, and when it came down late to go and try and win a game, they did not execute.
Yeah, they, with 8:12 left, they led by 3. Good work. Good work. You're hanging in there on the road. And the rest of the way down the stretch, 6 turnovers, 5 fouls, 4 of 14 from the field, and they lose. Overall, 18 turnovers and 21 fouls. The team is now 4-7. It's the worst start to a year since Cal, first year, went 4-8. It is the second 3-game losing streak. By the way, I hate that we have to start Christmas week like this, Jeffrey, don't you? But, I mean, it is reality.
This is what happened this weekend.
This is what happened. Second 3-game losing streak of the season. It was incredibly... Now, you may be wondering, how is it in the world that they have a hard time executing down the stretch? Why do they have consistently, in all these games that they've lost, it feels like they have not executed down the stretch. How could that be possible? Well, maybe the fact that literally they have had 9 different starting lineups in 11 games. Of the 15 players on the roster, you know how many have started games, Jeffrey?
Of the 15, I'm going to say 11.
12. 12. Doug McDaniel is the only one who started them all. Only 3 other, this is from Partha Padhyay, by the way, I read his stuff at the Daily Memphian. Only 3 other players have even started 6. Bradshaw, Davis, and Majak. Davis, by the way, played 3 minutes in this one. And Penny afterwards said, I've got one more adjustment to make. So you can look up. You can look forward to yet a new starting lineup. This team is 306 in turnovers in the country. It feels like we see that every year, right?
I mean, that doesn't feel new.
282nd in turnover percentage in the country. That's 19.4% of their offensive possessions ends in turnovers, and 352nd in fouls. That seemed like a disciplined team to you, Jeffrey?
That does not.
Tonight they got Alabama State. Alabama State comes in a 5-game losing streak of their own. Obviously, Tony Madlock back in town. So this could be a get right, but there's no getting right. There is no getting right. And the problem with all of this, of course, is that it all felt incredibly familiar, and it all felt like it was a product either... Like, depending on how you want to look at it, is it a product of the coaching staff. This is, I mean, we can't shy away from this. A team that is among the worst in the country in fouls and turnovers does not feel like a, and that can't execute down the stretch. Those things would be hallmarks of a team that is not a well-coached team. I mean, let's just say it, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, if put aside who it is, and I came up to you and I said, listen, there's a team that keeps losing games and can't execute down the stretch, and that's among the worst in the country in turnovers and in fouls. Is that a well-coached team? You would say no. You'd say no. Those are the hallmarks of a poorly coached team. Or a team, at least, where the coaching has not gotten through, whatever. Like, it's just, I don't know how you can say otherwise. And, or if that's not, you can also say it's a product of the system where you have this kind of turnover.
I was going to say, the only other thing you'd listen to is roster turnover.
The things that we're talking about today, what makes them so depressing, it's not that Memphis lost a bowl game. It's that Memphis lost a bowl game with everyone opting out because that's the system. And the problem here isn't that Memphis lost a basketball game on the road to Mississippi State. It's that Memphis lost a basketball game because, if we want to put it that way, they got a whole new roster because that's the system, right? And they turn the ball over and they foul and they're undisciplined and whatever. And Penny talked about this more after the game. He again went with the talked about how they waited on a decision from P.J. Haggerty and an NCAA ruling on Dane Danger, which was preposterous if you waited on the Dane Danger thing because no one thought he was going to get it. He said, so we didn't really get the guys that fit the system. We were just trying to get guys with talent and then mold the guys to the system, and it's taking a little longer. Also talked, by the way, about the fining. We'd heard about this during the previous game. When Dane Bradshaw brought it up during the telecast, and this is what Penny said about that. We have rules, you know what I mean? And it's not like I find them the first time they do something or the second time they do something. These things build up, and that's a part of building a culture of winning. To me, it's a parallel. If you're off the court, being late, and doing the things that we're asking you not to do, and then you get into practice and do those things, you're going to do those things in games. That's the main reason. One of the main reasons we're 4-7, because the lack of discipline, sacrifice, and buy-in in every facet of what we're trying to do here at Memphis. The team is a product of this offseason.
Yep.
The team is a product of this offseason. Let's be honest. They're not that good. They're just not that good. They don't have a player to save them of the ilk of P.J. Haggerty.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, the one thing I guess you could at least give them, like the late game execution, a lot of it's always been get the ball to a guy and have that guy take over, and they clearly don't have that guy, but that also goes back to the original point of it's the roster construction.
I mean, it's the second time in 3 years that the money went to talent.
Yep.
And again, if someone isn't, here's the problem. If someone is an extraordinarily talented basketball player with a burning commitment to win and off the chart intangibles, the chances are Kentucky would want that player or Kansas would want that player, or Aaron Bradshaw was only available if he had been as talented as he's supposed to have been, but also been a run through the wall dude.
Yep.
He wouldn't have left Kentucky. And then Ohio State.
I mean, Cedric Coward was either going to Duke or the draft.
Yeah, Cedric Coward, who is all those things, incredibly talented, with a burning desire to win, great dude, he was going to Duke. He wasn't going to Memphis. So the problem is sometimes what you're doing, if you're Penny and you're spending, and again, this is Penny's complete defense is, he does not have the means to get the perfect ball players. And so you're choosing sometimes between guys who are talented with either basketball IQ or character or whatever concerns, or guys who have all the character and everything you want, but have some talent concerns. Because if they have everything, then you can't afford them.
Right. They're not probably available to you.
So, again, it's not the depressing part of this isn't that they lost to Mississippi State. It's that the system is making it hard for Memphis basketball to be Memphis basketball.
Right. And what is the quote-unquote fix?
And we don't know what, and we don't know the fix. And we don't know the fix. All right, so then we get to the, everything's awful. Everything's awful. I mean, Christmas is nice. Christmas is nice. I like Christmas a lot. You could whistle a Christmas carol if you wanted to lift your spirits. What else could you do today to lift your spirits, Jeffrey?
I mean, you could shop at Oak Hall.
You could shop at Oak Hall. We'll get to that, too. But the world of sport is not providing you a lot of joy right now. And that gets to the Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies, who some accused me of jinxing because I mentioned that they could get to 500. Well, I guess the nice way to spin this is they won an unlikely, they got an unlikely win against Minnesota, and they got an unlikely loss against the Wizards.
Yep.
But my God, when you're up by 20 against the Wizards at home with a chance to go to 500, it feels like you should probably put that game away, doesn't it?
It was that thing where I'm watching it with my brother, and we were all together this weekend, and he's the first one that piped up, "Hey, it's close." Because like we had it on quad box,
right,
and we had the Packers and Bears was going on. There's other things going on. He goes, "Hey, this is getting weird." And
well, and again, the reason that it's to me depressing is the Brandon Clark injury.
Yes,
it's like again, oh my God, really? And so here you got the Thunder tonight. What the Grizzlies beat them by 73?
That sounds correct.
Could the Thunder top it?
If they wanted to, maybe.
I think if they wanted to. Here's who's out. Here's who's out. Out. Brandon Clark, Zach Edey, Ty Jerome, John Conchar, Ja Morant, Scottie Pippen Jr., Javon Small, and Vince Williams.
No, it's back to like last year when you just felt like you had to put the injury report in two tweets.
Oh my God, they got eight players out. They're out. Like their point guard is out, and their backup point guard is out, and their fake point guard is out. Wait, their other backup point guard is
correct.
Out. I'm sorry. And then their fake point guard, and Vince Williams is out.
Yes.
Their point guard is out. Their other point guard is out. Their other point guard is out. And then their fake point guard is out.
I think the five guys that you would have expected to play the most minutes at point guard have all been out.
And their best big is out, and then the other big who just came back and you were counting on whatever, he's out.
Correct.
He's not their best big. I guess whatever. Jaren's their best big. And then Jaren, if you wanted other things like that bad things represent whatever, Jaren in foul trouble. Jaren had a great first half and a stinky second half and foul trouble.
And maybe that felt like the game too, didn't it?
That felt like the game. Meanwhile, like the Thunder have their own injury concerns.
I hate that for them.
But not
how
like
will they
this.
Ever survive?
Not like this. So like that is the problem. Is that and it's everything is awful. I mean, I don't. Glad tidings of joy. Glad tidings, joy. Everything's awful. Okay, let's see if we can. Before we end this segment, let's come up with one good thing about each one of those. One good thing about each one of those teams and franchises and programs. Okay, ready?
All right. The first one with football, it's the easiest one.
Got a new head coach, and everything seems like a...
It's new. Shiny.
Who the hell cares if you lose the Gasparilla Bowl?
Right.
You know who opted out? Fans opted out.
Right.
We opted out. We opted out last week by not talking about it word one.
The program's turning the page.
They've got a brand new head coach. We've moved on from the mediocrity of the last coach, and the sky's the limit now. You know what they're going to be? They're going to be the apex predator.
There you go.
They're going to, okay, I don't really believe they're going to be the apex predator, but they could be the apex predator in the American.
That's
within the realm of possibility.
Yes.
So whatever, I don't, out the old, in with the new, baby, I don't care. Why do I give a damn about what happened in the Gasparilla Bowl?
No, it's turning the page, babe.
Turn the page. Okay, that one was easy.
Yep. All right, Tiger basketball.
It's a little trickier.
The schedule's done.
Okay, yeah, there you go. You know what's going to happen now?
Schedule eases up.
They mean they're
you got winnable games the rest of the way.
They are going to be favorites in almost all the games the rest of the way. Some road games they'll be they will not necessarily be favored in, but they're going to start winning games. They could. Penny has one more adjustment to make.
One more.
Just one more adjustment to make.
And he's been saving it.
There is some talent on that team, and they're going to start winning games. It'll be a lot more fun now that they're winning games. And here's the truth. I don't think Memphis is just willing to throw their basketball program in the trash can. Like, I don't think, even though as much as Ed Scott and I think has understood the importance of football, I don't think they're going to neglect basketball and say basketball is. And so here's what's going to happen. I do believe either Penny will figure this out. And by that, I mean figure it out this year. And if going forward, he will figure out that you have to be better at putting your roster together, right? Either Penny's going to figure this out or Penny won't be the coach. Ultimately, he will figure this out or he will not be the coach. And for one way or another, you're not just going to limp along with this being Memphis basketball. It can't be. Like, literally overspending to get people who don't give a damn, which Memphis has done two out of the last 3 years, is no way to build a program.
I guess the only pushback I have on this is, how many years has he got left on his deal?
I don't know how many years he's got left on his deal. I do believe this. I do believe, maybe you don't. Again, the hope is he figures it out. They go to the tournament, and Penny has shown before. Hell, the way he built, I don't really know why this past year's construction of the team was like literally everything he'd said he learned, he forgot to learn. You know what I mean? Like, we got to get players in early. We have to build cohesiveness. We have to put players who care about winning, all that stuff. He just threw it aside to wait for PJ Haggerty and Dane Danger.
Yeah, I think the biggest reason was because he waited, he was desperate at the end.
You have to be disciplined about why they build a roster. Easy for me to say, but I think...
You have to be realistic. Like, the Dane Danger thing was never realistic.
That was totally unrealistic. But I also, with I think, PJ Haggerty, you have to say, at some point, are you taking our X millions or not?
Right.
Tell us by Tuesday, because we have to move on.
Yes.
But I also believe, and I don't think you do, that if it's a complete disaster, that Ed Scott and Penny will figure out a way for Penny not to be the coach here again. I do believe that. I don't think that Ed.
I think it's easier said than done.
It is, and no one wants it, right? No one wants it, but some do. But I do not put that beyond the realm of what is possible, could happen in 2026. But I think the thing, if we're looking for hope here, Jeffrey, it is schedule's going to ease up. And
you should be the best team in this league.
And you should be the best team in this league. You should go to the NCAA tournament. You should get to Selection Sunday and be sitting there and find out where you're going to go.
Yep.
And Grizzlies basketball.
I mean, everybody can't stay hurt forever.
Everyone who says. I mean, the truth of the matter is Grizzlies basketball, the injuries, even with the injuries, they're right there. What did we ask? We asked for them to stay afloat.
Correct.
They are afloat.
Yes.
And these injuries, honestly, the only, like, we'll find out more about Brandon Clark. That's a little worrisome. Like, he is, it feels like, whatever, it's one thing or another with Brandon Clark. Chris has said this before. He doesn't ever count on Brandon Clark at this point, right? With all of the rest, they're coming back.
Yeah.
You know? And we think he's coming back. Now, it feels like Scottie Pippen Jr. might be the last to come back, but we asked them to hang around,
and they've hung around,
and they have hung around, and none of these injuries appear to be forever, you know.
Jared has started to play better.
There could be very good things in store for this.
Cedric has been everything we could have hoped for as a rookie.
Yeah,
Zach Edey when he was playing
was
looked better, fantastic,
dominant. A lot of good things have happened for the Grizzlies this year. In the end, and maybe this feels futile at this point because we haven't seen it, they are not always going to be broken.
Right.
They're just not. I refuse to believe that. All right. I don't know how we did, but there you go.
If I would have told you the amount of missed time that they've had.
You wouldn't think they would be where
and
they
I,
are.
And I told you they would be ninth. I don't think you would have believed that.
Absolutely not. Plus, you could always go to O'Call.
Bingo.
This is it's
that
it's,
will truly
it's
lift
the
your
Monday
spirits.
Before Christmas, and I went to O'Call last week, and it did lift my spirits. And I'm schlepping off to New York later this week, and I'm bringing two items from O'Call, which will be under trees. And here's the thing: you can go in there if you're stuck for stocking stuff, get a gift card from O'Call. If you're stuck for just what do I get this? Here's a beautiful sweater. Or a beautiful quarter zip, or people are gonna love it, and they're gonna wear it throughout the year, and they're gonna think of you when they wear it. I mean, honestly, sometimes I can just no one wears neckties anymore. Neckties are beautiful though, absolutely gorgeous. Get a beautiful necktie that can set off a sport coat or a suit, or the belts are like supple and beautiful and what like O'Call is the kind of place. It's like holiday shopping is meant to be. It lifts your spirits when you walk in. The clothing's absolutely beautiful. They've got complimentary wrapping there. The wrapping is absolutely beautiful. It's festive. It's joyous. And anything you get there is going to make something this Christmas someone this Christmas season very, very happy. And given what's happened in local sports, you might need it. We'll take a break. We'll do the fight song, an abbreviated fight song roundup when we come back. Then Chris Harrington will join us. It is the Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, let's do the fight song roundup. We're doing this in chronological order, is how we decided, right, Jeffrey? We're going through the games in chronological order. Begins with Alabama defeating Oklahoma 34-24. When it was 17-0 and you were on Alabama, how did you feel? Did you think John Mateer would come through for you in the way that he did?
So I always had hope. The problem was Alabama looked like they could not move the ball at all. It's like it wasn't just that they were down 17-0. It was 17-0 and they didn't have a first down. It was the drive where Simpson hits the tight end over the middle, and then all of a sudden, like, they kind of settled down 17-10. Then, of course, they get the big special teams play where I don't really know what happened. The punter just, I guess, thought he was going to miss the drop. And so then 17-10, and then obviously the pick six was...
That was something.
I mean, I don't care if there's miscommunication between him and the receiver. The throw was still horrible.
A lot of talk of Kalen DeBoer before the game. Feels like he's there now, doesn't it?
I think he was telling us the entire time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we do the whole coaches lie all the time, but it's like they're usually pretty careful to not say the, I'm going to be here. Like, Saban did it with the Dolphins, but I mean, that was back in 2007.
It'll never end in Alabama, though.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to be Nick Saban, because no one ever again is going to be Nick Saban.
No, I agree with you that
it will never end.
He's not going to be the
discontent with Kalen DeBoer will never end.
Correct. And I'm not sure Alabama can be what Alabama was under Nick Saban.
That's what I'm saying. No one can be. He can't be. No one can be. Literally no school can be that ever again. It feels like, right? And so, like,
maybe Ohio State.
Alabama loses to Indiana, I don't know. We should probably ask Drew. Are Alabama fans going to be not happy as happy they could be, but fundamentally happy with their year? We're back in the playoff. We won a playoff game. Things are back on track. We're happy. Or are they going to be miserable?
I think it depends on how does it look. You know, if Indiana just kind of dog walks them.
It's such an interesting game, though, because it is the ultimate entitled traditional power versus the ultimate, hey, look, we're here. You know, I mean, it's the team that has been the historical doormat of college football, a team that is against the team that has been the historical dominant player in college football. And Indiana's favored.
Both were crimson and white. I mean, Cignetti was an assistant at Alabama, and he's the hottest thing in college football. Versus,
are you persuaded by Alabama? They still couldn't run the ball.
I think that's going to be the big question. Are the teams that are starting to, like, separate the teams that can run the ball?
In fairness, you have always been skeptical of Oklahoma all along. I think Oklahoma fans should feel pretty good. They were back in the playoff. They made the playoff.
They were 6-6 last year.
Yeah, for Oklahoma fans, I know it's you lost a home game. In fact, it is interesting. We did see in the two games with Power Four teams, the home team lost both.
The home team lost both. Also, the only home team and favorite to cover this weekend was Ole Miss. And last year, the favorites covered with ease.
All right, who's next?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you enjoy this one?
Not particularly, because
no?
The wind was so bad that it felt like
there was a real tension to it, though.
There was a tension to it. It was a physical game.
It was close. It was decided in the final minute.
But I didn't feel like it was awesome defense. I felt like it was incompetent offense.
Well, it is interesting. If you're A&M, you know, like literally, I know Miami's defense is good, but every other FBS opponent that they have played this year and most scored a touchdown.
Correct.
You know, and here you are, Texas A&M at home, and you did not even a single touchdown. So that's pretty ignominious in that way. The wind was obviously a massive factor. You know, you get 3 missed field goals from the Canes. I enjoyed it, though. I enjoyed it.
I think the thing that you got to be excited about for Miami is Reuben Bain and Mesidor taking over is not a shocker.
Right.
Like, those are
Reuben Bain
great
being
players.
Awesome is something that you're going
Correct.
To count on throughout the playoff. And he was awesome. I have to say, when Tony fumbles that ball.
Yes.
It looks bad for Miami. And then what happens? Reuben Bain sack. And then you get the. And then that literally you get a single 56-yard run. That 56-yard run felt like it was the ball game.
Yes. But then, like, there's the weird thing of, like,
because no one can move the ball. And so you rip off a 56-yard run. You're like, okay, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Time to go home.
Yeah, and then A&M marches it right down the field, like, for the first time really all game. And then I still have no idea what Reed was looking at. I know that someone showed, like, a behind camera where it's like, well, if this throws a little bit closer to the goalpost, that there's going to be some space there. But it's like, man, there looked like there were a lot of defenders in there, and he was trying to fit it through a window.
How are you feeling about Miami, Ohio State?
So if Bain and Mesidor can take advantage of, I think the weakest link of Ohio State has been their offensive line. They've not been a team that's been particularly able to just line up and run the football. And if you allow those guys to get after Saiyan's not been under a lot of pressure this year, but the last time we saw him, Indiana got after him a little bit, and he was clearly impacted.
I think some of this is also Carson Beck. Like, he's got to be awesome, right?
He's got to be awesome.
And it is funny. Like, you've got one deeply experienced Carson Beck going against a relatively inexperienced Julian Saiyan. Like, and yet, I think the advantage at home is – I mean, not at home. I think the advantage is Saiyan is the quarterback that I would prefer of those two. No, that's the Cotton. That game is here. They are, by the way. Just we'll establish who is who and where. Indiana, Alabama is the Rose. Texas Tech and Oregon is the Orange. Ohio State and Miami is the Cotton, and Georgia and Ole Miss the Sugar.
Right. And so to me, the question is, can Miami run the football? Because if Miami runs the football like they did on Saturday, they can be in this. But like the big question will be, can they get pressure? Because I do think their secondary is probably not going to shut down the Ohio State receivers. But if they get pressure, well, all of a sudden that strength is neutralized.
Of those two games that we've discussed, which is more intriguing to you?
Probably Alabama and Indiana.
Alabama, Indiana. Here's the truth. I think just in terms of I know we're all prepared to acknowledge that Indiana's awesome now this year, right? It's still hard to trick your mind in thinking that Indiana, like,
well, one of Indiana's best defensive players also got hurt.
That's true, too. That it's hard to trick your mind in thinking that Indiana's going to beat out, that it won't, that Alabama has very little shot to beat Indiana or something like
well,
that.
Well, then the other question will be is last year, who knows whether or not it impacts, because trends early from this year did not translate to last year.
No,
the teams that had the super long layoff
had a hard time.
They were very rusty.
Very rusty. All right, next. You were there. Seemed fun.
It was about as impressive of an environment as I can remember either covering Ole Miss,
what'd you
going
like
best?
To. Did you like Arch and Eli being there? Did you like the
well,
Santa
that was
hats?
Left. Did the,
you
like the Mannings all of a sudden now being down there, like, was laugh out loud funny because they were virtually invisible for the past 5 years. And now all of a sudden that Kiffin's gone, like, they're all back and they're celebrating. They honored a lot of the pretty much if you were somebody that was a great player at Ole Miss and you wanted to be honored on Saturday, they did so. So I thought that was cool for a lot of people. The drone show that they did at the fourth quarter, that mm-hmm. was cool. But really what I was just impressed by was I think the lasting testament of Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss is I've never seen them get to the game early, be there, be loud, pregame, everything. Like, it was fired up. And that's the loudest
then,
I can ever remember.
And then it carries over into the game. You get two quick touchdowns. It's never
correct. You, like, the whole time, I'm just telling my wife, she's like, "Are you sure?" I was like, "There's Tulane is cannot match up." I think that was the first thing
Tulane
we saw.
Tulane did actually move the ball. They obviously lost the two fumbles. They were 0-4 on. Here's the thing, though. The fact that they were, you can be 0-4 on fourth downs because, man, we didn't convert, whatever else. Or you can be 0-4 on fourth downs because you're not as good. And because when it really mattered to Ole Miss, they shut you down. And
Ole Miss
I think
was very good on money downs. Like, the way Ole Miss plays defense, and particularly in that situation, they were just not going to give up the explosive play. If you wanted to move the ball, go ahead, but you're going to eventually stall out. And that's what happened.
Now, Ole Miss covered won by 31. And so, obviously, the conversation is about, and we'll get to it with Oregon and James Madison as well, although James Madison hung in there, at least, you know, put up empty points.
Right? But they covered against they backdoored their way against the second and third team.
So I'm of two minds. Because I can tell you that there are five power teams that lost as badly or worse than Tulane did to Ole Miss. Yeah, that have lost as badly or worse than Tulane, Ole Miss in the playoff. 2014, Florida State. 2016, Ohio State. 2019, Oklahoma. 2015, Michigan State. 2022, TCU. It is, and then other years, like, whatever. SMU was embarrassed last year. Tennessee was embarrassed last year. Clemson and Indiana were both dominated this year. You don't have to be a G5 team to be murdered.
Yes.
Right? It's very well established. One of the differences, though, and I understand this, is that when everyone knows you're going to be murdered and you're murdered, it's different. It just is. Like, here's the truth. Tennessee was murdered by Ohio State, but you could go into that game thinking, you know what? Tennessee could, if they just do things right or whatever, you could talk.
It was like an 8-point spread.
You could talk yourself into it seems competitive and then it gets out of hand, whatever. Whereas these games, the fact that everyone knew they would not be competitive and they were not, they then seem pointless, right?
Yes.
Like, there can be blowouts. There are blowouts in Super Bowls. Like, the Bills have blown out in multiple Super Bowls.
Look at the last Super Bowl
Super Bowls, when they start, we all do believe we don't know what could happen. Whereas the problem in these two games is we all knew what was going to happen, and then that thing happened. And the other problem is that you can point to other times when G5 teams have done well in bowl games or in meaningful games, whatever else. The era just keeps getting harder for them.
Exactly.
The problem is, first of all, a lot of those very good G5 teams are now power teams.
Right.
UCF is, Houston is, like these teams, SMU, for God's sakes, like a lot of these teams have been the best of the group of five are no longer group of five. They've been elevated. And those who remain in the group of five, it's much harder to be good because the financial gap is bigger and bigger, and because it used to be possible, if you happen to be really good and recruit a three-star player and he turned out to be a star, you could conceivably, through loyalty, through whatever else, through a relationship with coaches, just like Seth Henningsen, for God's sakes, you could keep that player. Now you can't keep that player.
Correct.
And so, and then the other problem is that if you, you can't even any longer increasingly, like people say, well, what there should be is a cutoff. Sure, you can make it if you're a group of five team, but hopefully you're in the top 15. That's what Nick Saban said for whatever. Well, you can't prove yourself to be in the top 15 anymore because they won't schedule you.
I don't like that because you know exactly what's going to happen.
So people look
they're never going to be ranked.
People
there.
Look at the Cincinnati team that the juggernaut from how many years ago was that now?
I think that was 21.
Well, they beat Notre Dame,
yep.
Right? And they won another meaningful game. They won two games, two powerful. Now these teams don't schedule you. You don't have any chance to prove that you're increasingly to prove that you're a matchup. So the real problem is the structural disparity in the leagues is only going to get worse. And sure, what's going to happen now is they're going to make sure there's only one.
Yep.
And that team's going to get murdered every year. And it will not be the same, sadly. I know everyone, the G5 defenders, of which I am one, like to tell you this is no different than, you know, than Tennessee getting murdered last year.
Yep.
It is different because we didn't know what was going to happen in that game going into it. We did know what was going to happen in these two games.
And it did.
And it did happen. And so, therefore, that's why it seems pointless. If you can't talk yourself into in advance thinking that these teams are on the same playing field, why the hell are you playing the game?
Well, especially when it's a 12-team playoff, and there's only, you know what I mean. Like, I don't think it's
give them one and whatever else, but it's gonna. I you know, they're gonna give them one. They're gonna make sure there's one because for legal reasons, they're not gonna cut them out completely. And that team is going to, I think, always get murdered.
I think most, because I think that team's always going to probably play the five seed. And the five seed's always going to be a really good team.
The five's going to be a really good team. They're going to play them on the road.
Yes.
They're going to play them on the road, and they're going to get murdered.
Yes.
And it's going to perpetuate this. And so the system's terrible. I hate it. But what I hate is the gap to begin with. The gap that was created once upon a time, Ole Miss and Memphis roughly had kind of similar athletic budgets.
Yes.
Now they have nowhere near the same athletic budgets.
And let me tell you what, they spent that athletic budget on Saturday. I have never seen so many fireworks. The pyro budget was insane. I don't know how much those drone things, the drone shows cost, but I know those aren't cheap. I mean, it was.
And by the way, the system is not all bad. I am happy that Ole Miss can be this. Like, Ole Miss was pretty irrelevant as a football program for a long time. There's a reason Tommy Tuberville left to go to Auburn,
yes.
Right? You know, and so I'm happy for that. I'm happy for Indiana. I'm happy for Vanderbilt. There are things about this system that I actually like. It gives, if you have money, you've got a chance now. If you have money,
if you're efficient and you are well run, you are not dismissed from the equation.
All right,
just
we got to play one
health.
More here, real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Oregon wins. James Madison loses. James Madison gets points for being plucky. But that's about it.
They ran the ball okay.
There's a lot more to talk about. We may return to this in the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast